Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go to our regular history lesson now. Dr. Grant Morris joins me. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good, thank you. I love your topic today.
Yeah, I thought you might.
the history of food courts in New Zealand. They haven't been around too long.
No, they haven't. Depending on your definition, we'll deal with that a little bit. But no, it's relatively modern and recent development in New Zealand, but definitely big business at the moment.
So where do we begin?
Well, I think we begin with saying what we're talking about, and this is very much in New Zealand, so the idea of a food court in this country, and we're using it in the modern sense and really in the Western sense as well. So as we'll talk about, we get our food, modern food courts really inspired by the US, but you can look at, say, different Asian countries and their hawker centres, especially in modern hawker centres as well, and see how they've developed. But also you can go, of course, all the way back to the village market as well, centuries of development. But we're not going to do that today. We're really looking at the modern idea of a food court. And I think generally most New Zealanders will know what we're talking about here, but one thing I've found as I get more and more into this topic is the distinction, if there is one, between a food court and a food hall.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, traditionally food hall was more a UK term, the food court was more a US term. Uh-huh. But I have noticed with some of the more sophisticated food court halls in New Zealand that they're preferring the term hall, the idea being that it kind of gives that designation of being just a little bit more upmarket than perhaps your classic food court.
Yeah, there's a shopping mall in Auckland, a reasonably new one, that was very keen. I remember when they launched it, people didn't refer to them as a shopping mall, and they're really swimming against the tide there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but we're talking about, that's what we're talking about, right, a collection of food stalls generally within a shopping centre.
Yeah, and you know, this idea that there's a common area where people will eat, there's a multiple food vendors serving, you know, with self-serve dining experience, and you go and you choose which vendor you want to buy your meal from, you take it to your shared area, or you might want to take it away. And yeah, as you say, mostly often found in shopping malls, but also airports, universities, other places as well in New Zealand. But we tend to associate first and foremost with shopping malls.
When did they begin, modern food courts?
It's a contested, as you probably expect, it's a contested question, that one. That seems to be that the front runner there is Paramus Food Court, Paramus Park Food Court in New Jersey in 1974, where they had this food court placed in the middle of a big shopping mall. There's also one in Canada which claims that it was a few years earlier. But you're getting this development coming out of the early 1970s in the US. And it does both coincide, but also is influenced by the fast food boom as well. Because this idea of people wanting to, you know, have speed to be able to get a meal quickly. And when we're talking about food courts, you know, often lunch is the most obvious and popular one, even though they can be open for breakfast and dinner as well. But these are where people are outside of the home. They might be at work. They might be doing something outside of the home. They have a limited amount of time. So they want something quick, but they also want choice as well. And one of the really interesting things that I've kind of focused on as I've been reading about this is the idea that the food court as it developed isn't, unlike many other examples of eating experiences outside the home, it's not closely associated with alcohol.
Right.
So
because sometimes you get the feeling the food is just really an excuse to sell alcohol, which is a real moneymaker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here in a food court, you've got the emphasis on, you know, they need to make their money from the food, and they need to be able to you know, get it out quickly and to have a maximum amount of customers as well. So some real, you know, clear overlaps there with fast food. And of course, you know, as these develop, many fast food chains begin putting their outlets in food courts, especially in the States. You know, you go to a food court now and you'll see McDonald's and you'll see all of the other ones you'd expect as well amongst more unique ones.
Yeah, so where exactly did they begin? Where's the where do we trace them to?
Yeah, so it's US in terms of the modern idea, but you can go back earlier to, you know, a more traditional style, or perhaps in Asian cultures, into the hawker market. But our you know, when you think of the classic New Zealand food court in, you know, Centre Place Hamilton, or you know, the one that used to be under the BNZ building in New Zealand, you're thinking US inspired.
And where are the early US ones from?
So yeah, so US, you're getting, they basically spread out quite quickly, and New Zealand's quite quick to follow as well. So I mean, as some of your listeners might know, the first McDonald's in New Zealand was in Porirua in 1976, and it's around about that time that, you know, you're getting the big entry into New Zealand market from these fast food giants. But also you start to see food courts, and this is probably a good one for the listeners as well, to think of the first food court that they can consciously remember.
Yeah.
In the modern sense.
I didn't get this chance because you told me the name of the one that you thought of, and immediately I thought, oh yeah, that's it, of course. But you think of Wellington. Is Wellington officially the first New Zealand food court?
I couldn't find the first kind of modern example, but I remember going to the opening of the what was then the BNZ Centre, the big tall black building in Wellington, for those who know it. When it opened in 1984, I remember going with my grandmother, and the food court, and we've got the picture on the RNZ website.
Great.
There. Yeah, it's quite an interesting picture as well, because it's not exactly Willis Lane or Commercial Bay. It's pretty basic, but it's got those elements there, those basic elements that you associate with the food court. So it has to be one of the first in New Zealand, though.
Had an English carvery.
Yeah, yeah, and they've got it. They've got a Chinese option. They've got an English carvery, which you don't see too often.
Lots of neon. This would have been real modern stuff back then, right?
Yeah, 1984. So I mean, think what your options were in New Zealand before that. You've got, you know, classic tea rooms. You've got some cafes and traditional restaurants, milk bars. You know, this is really starting to bring in that trend from overseas.
Sophisticated, yeah. So in New Zealand, in Hamilton, where you and I grew up, I guess they would have spread around those sort of medium-sized cities pretty quickly.
Yeah, and if you remember, you know, when we were kids, it was Centre Place, and then after that, Downtown Plaza, food courts, but Chartwell Square as well. Huh. So, you know, there were a few big ones that we, you know, we can remember where they when they came in and remember how popular they were. But you know, once you get the big shopping centres coming in, then you get the food courts, also coming in as well. And, you know, as our airports grow, I mean, the Auckland airport's a good example of a food court. You're getting other examples, but it tends to be the shopping centres, and they actually play a really important role. And my example here to kind of prove this is, if you think of Courtenay Central, Wellington, where the Reading Settlement was, that food court in there was actually really important to bring people into town and to create a space where people would mingle. It was family friendly. It was actually really important to Courtenay Place. And when that closed and remains closed, I believe that was one of the elements that caused a lot of the issues with Courtenay Place, because you lost that centre and you lost that food court. So food courts, you know, if you were arguing from an urban design perspective, probably play a role in terms of, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say community building as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I guess it's also a sort of a low capital entry into the market for, shorthand, we'll call them ethnic food vendors, food from other countries who might not have the money to launch a whole restaurant, but you can get a little kitchen in one of these food courts and build up a following.
Absolutely, and it was also a chance for New Zealanders to have a greater variety of cuisines as well.
Good stuff. So it's not going to be one of those technologies or one of those trends that lasts for a couple of decades and disappears. You think it's got a future, Grant?
Absolutely, and my evidence for this is the last few months I've seen three great examples of a real modern kind of reinvention of the food court or food hall, if you like. You've got Harbour Eats in Commercial Bay in Auckland, you've got Willis Lane in Wellington, and then, you know, just a few weeks ago I went to Riverside Market in Christchurch, and they're great. I'm sure, you know, have you been to all three of those, Jesse?
I really loved Riverside. Did you say Commercial Bay as well?
Up the top of Commercial Bay.
Fantastic. Yeah. But I haven't done Willis Lane in Wellington, but I'm down there this weekend, so maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth going to.
Good stuff. Thank you.